relay team, talk about America's pride and dominance in the 4x2.
You know, I was a part of their of the team that won in 2004 against Thorpe and Australia's relay. So, you know, I think being able just to hold that tradition for this long and being able to get back on the podium, it just it feels amazing. And you know, I think Matt swam great. We all swam great legs at that relay, and you know, we got the job done that we needed to. And you know, we all know that, you know, by no means is this going to get easier over the next 2 years. And you know, I think being able to have a close one like this should propel us into Worlds next summer and hopefully on to Rio from there.
Thoughts on Matt when Ryan pulls even and Matt's got the final 200? What are you thinking when Matt's in the water?
You know, Matt's somebody who's really, really tough to come back on. So, you know, I know that he will put it on the line and he will swim a smart race. So, you know, I think that's something that's, I don't know, that's something that's, you know, I'm happy that he has, I'm happy that we have him on the end of our relay there. And you know, I know we all have work to do to get better and swim faster for the next year.
Last comment is just on the 100 free. Anything? I mean, is it fast?
It is what it is. You know, I think it's you know, it was not. I have my goggles from over here.
Okay,
over here. You know, I don't think it was.
I don't know where our goggles.
Terrible. I mean, I think it.
They must have it back in the team area.
You know, I think it was what it was. You know, I was able to swim it with pretty much exactly how I swam this morning. I was out slower, back faster. My turn was, or my finish was really bad. But I think as a whole, you know, I'm happy to be able to be on the World Championship team in that race. And I know what I have to do over the next year to get better.
Thanks, Michael.